We were designed to live with the Spirit of God, with the presence of God, where miracles can happen in and through and around our lives. Wherever we are, we bring and carry the presence of God. Whenever we speak the Word of God, circumstances have to drop to their knees and bow themselves to the authority that we speak and release. We carry the presence of God. Enemy flees. Devil quakes when you walk in the room. That's the presence of God. Because you carry the name of Jesus over your life. And all authority has been given to you to declare that name. So raise your hands. If you believe in for a miracle, raise your hands. I know you're lazy. And God, we release miracles. Let 2018 be the year of miracles. God, that we would see them physically, financially, positionally in our lives. Favor, Father God. Miracles, salvation in our homes and our families, Father God. God, and what we're believing for our businesses. God, for our children, Father God. God, for right across every aspect, that we would carry your presence, carry the expectation that you want to use our lives to declare your goodness, to show your wonders, for people to see in awe and for people to see you in us, God. And God, as Jesus did, people marveled at the words that came out of his mouth. They marveled at the power that was released from him, God, and his disciples. God, let it be the same about us. In Jesus' name, we speak it, we release it over our lives. Miracles in Jesus' mighty name. And everybody said, come on, declare it with faith. Everybody said, amen. Amen. Next week, we get extended worship and prayer. I'm going to be happy. I love that. But I'm really excited about today. Today is really, it's an opportunity just to hear from some of the heart and the vision from, I believe, some of the most amazing people I know, our team, and they do an incredible job, and full of passion, full of life. So I'm going to wrap it up at the end, but we're going to start with youth. So Madeline Harper, give her a hand. She comes, kicks us off.
Good morning, church. How are we all going? You guys can take your seats. Worship was incredible, no? How about we give the band a round of applause? I'm just waiting. Oh, he's here. All right. To start you guys off, first of all, hi, I'm Maddie. Nice to meet you. Hi, guys. I'm the youth pastor here. And before I even start, I want to ask, and I don't think that they all know this is going to happen, but don't freak out, guys. But I'm going to ask all of our youth team to just jump up on stage so that you guys can meet them. Do you want to meet our youth team? Because we have some new additions this year. So if you are on the youth team, is Celeste? Yes, there she is. Do we have all of us? Oh, all but V. But good turnout, guys. Very proud. Okay, how about, do you want to hear like just like their name and maybe how old they are? Just so we can hear them speak. Just so that, I'm not going to like make you, just your name, how old you are, and if they're single or not. No, maybe not. We're not about that at youth. Too young, when they're 30. Your name, how old you are, and your favourite colour. Let's go. Wait, pass it down.
Hi guys, my name's Daniel. I'm 20 years old. My favourite colour is either green or purple. I'm not, just, you know, I don't know.
I'm Josh, I'm 16, turning 17, and my favourite colour is green.
Hi, my name is Bradley, I'm 22, and my favourite colour is green as well.
I'm Camilla, I'm 20, going 21, and my favourite colour is purple.
I'm Talisha. I'm 20 and my favorite color is blue.
I'm Rachel. I'm 20 and my favorite color is blue as well.
I'm Joel. I'm 17 and my favorite color is red and blue's a close second.
Hi, my name's Sam. I'm 21 and my favorite color is maroon. I drove for New South Wales, all right, but I like the colour maroon, all right? So back off, all right? So hold up.
My name's Celeste, I'm 17, and my favourite colour is purple.
And we also have Veronica, she's 21, and Bradley, what is her favourite colour? Do you know this? Purple, there it is. He knows. Well, this plus Veronica is our 2018 youth team. Aren't they beautiful? Give them a round of applause. I'll let them sit down because I don't want to freak them out too much. But I just wanted you guys to meet them. These are the guys that look after your kids. These are the guys that put in hours upon hours of setup, of messaging your kids, of Facebook scene messages and not replies, of driving them to youth, driving them home, everything and everything. That is all them, and I just want to honour them straight up because this ministry would not be anything without them, amen? And I love them, and they're amazing. But I have some updates for you all. Everyone say updates. I feel like this is more, I feel like you get to hear what we're doing week by week, but I just wanted to have a chit-chat, talk about what we've been doing and what our vision is going to be for this year. So first of all, I have an incredibly big update. So I don't know if you heard us talking about this, but last Friday we had revival night. Now I got to tell you guys something about this night. A little bit of background knowledge to this youth ministry. This exact Friday that just passed, a year ago last Friday, we started back up our youth ministry pretty much from scratch. And we're in a very different season to where we are now. And this exact date a year ago, we started up with our first night and we had 12 of us. We have 5 leaders and 6 kids. Is that maths? 7 kids. Thanks, Dad, for the maths gene. We had 12 of us in total. And we were still a youth ministry. We still had an amazing night. But I want to update you all that this revival night, our first ever Youth Friday for 2018, we had 120 people in our church. And I want to show you guys some pictures of this night. We did it upstairs, if they're working. This is what it looked like. We can scroll through them. We've spent a lot of months decking out that youth hall, and so this is how many kids we crammed in there. We had a guest speaker come down. We had some dance competitions because it's youth and why not. We had games. We had an incredible word and we prayed for the kids. And I'm in awe of that night. It was absolutely incredible. And the team did a phenomenal job. And our goal for revival night is always to open our doors for the kids to bring their friends. I mean, we want them to bring them every Friday, but sometimes they need a bit more of an incentive or a bit more of I call it build-ups. Has anyone ever heard of the term build-ups? Maybe not. You know, if one person comes along, then another person might come, and then, oh, all the boys from school are going, like, I better go to this, you know, and it builds up and they all end up coming. And so that's our goal for this night, is to just get as many kids as we can get in and then go from there. I mean, chuck them into our life groups, bring them a part of our family. And I don't know, 12 to 120, is there something biblical about that? Times 10 in a year, in Jesus' name? Which I think was incredible. So that was last Friday. That was how we kicked off the year. What a way to start the year, amen? And this is the beginning. I mean, what God has done with this ministry in the time of 12 months, I'm so excited to see what this year holds for us, and I'm just believing for incredible, incredible things. So like I said, I felt last year God really spent time on building us as a ministry, building a core team to facilitate kids. I always had it on my heart to just flood that room, but I understood that we probably couldn't flood it with 120 kids and 4 leaders because they'd probably pass out or freak out. And so I really felt that last year God was so faithful in building an incredibly strong team, not only of leaders, but of core kids as well. I mean, we've never had such a strong group of youth kids that are also here on a Sunday, in Jesus' name. We have a good show of kids on a Sunday, and we love to say at youth that youth is for a season, but church is for life. And that's what, you know, we're building into them. And a part of that I'm really excited for this year is this Lifestyle of Freedom course group thing that's happening on Sunday nights that you guys have been hearing a little bit about. And my dream for that is that Fridays for us would be our outreach. Fridays would be where we get the kids to come down, where they have an incredible time, they feel family, they feel belonging, and that can just be where we get to be youth. And of course, there'll be the word will be spoken and we'll be praying and all of that. But then I'd really love for us to use these Lifestyle of Freedom nights for them to come along and just get discipled, just get leadership just thrust upon them from you guys and just completely built up. And I really believe that, I mean, I don't know if you have teenagers, but it's kind of hard to get them out of bed on a Sunday morning. I don't have my own teenagers, but getting them here, I'll fill my car as much as I can to get them. You know, I park outside their house and I beep until they get in my car. But I only have a 5-seater. If anyone wants to donate a bus or anything, I'm so down. But I feel like a Sunday night might be a bit easier for us to promote at them. I mean, they're still here on a Sunday. We still have some faithfuls. But I really believe that this Lifestyle of Freedom is going to be amazing for this generation of youth. And so we're really going to encourage to get them along to that, as well as our normal youth kids to get them along to that. That's pretty much us. I just want to say thank you as a youth ministry for all of your support this year. I mean, I know leaders and people put in a lot of hard work, but I really felt a lot of church support this year to our youth ministry. And I just want to say a massive thank you for all of the fundraisers and helping us out, and even just getting your kids there every Sunday night or picking up their friends. Like, it may seem like, you know, a little part, but you're playing a massive part in our youth ministry and supporting us and getting your kids there. And so I just want to say a massive thank you. And if you do have kids in years grade 5 to year 12, get them along. And if you struggle, you know, to kind of get them interested or they don't really know much about it, come and speak to me. Come and speak to any of our team, because we want to make it appeal to them, if that makes sense. We want them there, and we'll do whatever we can to get them there, forced or not. But we want to make it a place where they feel comfortable and where they actually want to be. Amen. And so please come and talk to me, come and talk to any of our team about how, you know, if you need pickups or drop-offs or anything, if you need us to talk to your kids, like, that's what we're here for. We love them and we just want to see them grow. And finally, just pray for us this year as well. Keep us in your prayers. I feel like there's a lot of ground that's going to be taken with our Friday nights, wanting to make it more outreach. You know, we want to go beyond the four walls. We want to go into schools and things like that this year and run school lunchtime programs and maybe even get into some scripture, teaching some scripture classes and community centers. Like, we want to breach these four walls. I felt like last year God was building us from the inside, and now we're ready to go out. Amen? And so pray for us, support us, and watch the journey unfold. Amen? Awesome. Thanks, guys.
Beautiful. Well done. I was there on Friday night and there was such a great atmosphere. It was packed and, you know, she is my daughter. But how many years have you been serving in youth, Maddie? Forever. You know, from worked all the way through. And I think, you know, the team are doing an amazing job. And you as well, Maddie. Just great vision. She's a good leader. And that's not just coming from a dad, that's coming from a pastor. So, and the whole team do an amazing job, and I just think the vision is going to continue. And speaking of good leaders, we've got a very fresh new leader who I think, I'm very excited for what she's already done within the life of kids and the vision. But this girl is filled with dreams. And it's almost like you meet one meeting with her and you just get an idea of where she's going with her head and her heart and towards this ministry. So I want to give a huge round of applause, all of us. Rachel Pollock, come and talk about kids.
Hello.
Yes, my name is Rachel, and we're going to start off with a video just to give you an idea of what's been happening in kids over the last term. So...
What's been happening?
Yeah.
It's been Creative Week and it's pretty hectic out there. It's been an hour, and
we're pushing
through
it.
Teaching kids to dance.
It's a little bit of a challenge.
All right, so let's go see what they're doing.
Oh, then. As you can tell, Rachel is our star dancer. She's just like killing it.
Yeah, no.
Say, my start.
My start.
Okay, again, a bit more happy. My start. One, two, three.
My start.
So at the end of that video, you guys are probably wondering, what is my start? You guys have probably heard about it, seen our logo, photos, just a whole bunch of different things, and you're like, what is my start? Well, I'm so excited to let you guys know that my start is actually the name of our new kids ministry. Ah, yay! So our vision at My Start is Proverbs 22:16. It says, start children off on the way they should go, and even when they are old, they will not turn from it. And this is why we're called My Start, because we want to provide children with the tools they need for faith in Jesus Christ, a desire to be obedient to Him, and a love for Him that will remain throughout their lifetime. And so in a normal My Start program, we have five main areas. There's morning tea, games, arts and craft, there is praise and worship, and also story time. So this year, there are two main areas I want to focus on for the year. And the first one is outreach. So there are a few different ways that I'm going to do outreach this year. So the first one is a holiday program. So our holiday program is pretty much, there are five areas of our main program. But the holiday program is us blowing up one area and focusing a whole service on that one area. So we might do a whole service of games or a whole service of arts and crafts, just a whole bunch of different things. And if you follow the My Start Instagram page, you'll see how the January program just went, which was really exciting. The second opportunity that we have for the community is our Kids Club. And so that's happening in July, and that's a bit of a new thing to this church. But the best way I can describe it without a promo video or anything is it's like a youth camp, but, and it will run over like 3 days, but the leaders actually get to go home and sleep in our own beds, unlike the youth leaders. Then we have theme days, which will happen throughout the throughout the term as well. And that gives the opportunity for the kids to actually invite friends. So it's pretty much, it's still like a normal program, but we'll have something really funky added to it. So you might like turn up with crazy hair, or you might show up in your pajamas. So I'm just going to get a few of my kids leaders to hand out some flyers that we have. So they're mainly for the parents, but if you're more interested in the kids program, you can also take one. The second area is relationship. So we want to do some more relationship building pretty much with you guys. We want to be more involved with you guys. So the first area is we want to know our parents. So we have an event coming up, like Andrew mentioned at the beginning, and it's the Meet the Leaders lunch, which is happening next week after our anointing service. And it's pretty much just the leaders putting on a lunch to honor you guys and giving you guys the opportunity to get to know us, because I am a new leader in the church, and like my whole team is also new, so it's giving you guys the opportunity to get to know our team and what our heart's about. Then we're also, some of you guys are going to be really, really excited about this, and some of you guys are going to be like, oh no, like why, this is like really dramatic. But we're also going to be adding in a sign in and sign out. So that might mean that you have to get here 10 minutes before the service to come sign your kids in. It is a safety thing so that we know who is actually up there as well. And it also continues the relationship building with you guys too, because I am a new leader. I have absolutely no idea what kid belongs to what parent. I'm getting there. Like over the last term, I'm kind of like putting faces together, but I'm still pretty like out of the loop. And that would be the same for my new team. We also want to build a relationship with the youth group as well. So my star also flows nicely into my youth. And throughout the leadership team, we are looking at building a connection to ensure our children are cared for right through to adulthood as well. Then we also want to build connection with the church. So you guys, and that might look like, so we are locked up in there and you guys have no idea what's happening up there, right? Like right now you have no idea what's happening. You might sometimes hear some noise and you'll be like, what is actually happening up there? But we want to come down and we want to take over a service and show you what we're about. And that's happening in two Sundays, which we're really excited about. So please bring your grandparents, family, friends, just pack it out. And we're really excited about that. But we also want to have the opportunity to come down and put Christmas items together, Easter items together, and just more involved with you guys. And yeah, that's it.
Fantastic. Great vision. Amen. And, you know, there's so many things. I'm excited about the outreach component as well. You know that kids' ministry, realistically, is one of the greatest areas to share the gospel and to get that into, from the age of, I think the statistics are, I think it's 16 down, though that age group there, about something like 70% of people in that age group that get the gospel make a decision. It gets a lot harder as you get older. So we've got to invest into our kids' ministry. So if you can help out in any way, with Rachel and Eliza in that room as well, we've got a great younger program running in there as well for kids. If you can help out with a team in any way, please be a part of that. And aren't they doing an amazing job? Come on. Fantastic. Another part of our church is creative. Where's the lovely Tash? Somewhere in this room. There she is right there. Give her a hand as she comes right now. Shares about the vision for creative.
This is my secretary look, because I can't see anything without them. I can't, unfortunately, like the youth guys, I can't use my little phone. I would not be able to see it. So I've got big, giant writing on this paper so I can see it. Anyway, I'd like to share my vision for creative team for this year, 2018. Hasn't it flown, 2018 already? I can't believe that. Anyway, I'll get right into it. So number one, I want to work on our effectiveness of leading people into worship. So our mission, of course, as a creative ministry is to lead others into all-out, uncompromised worship of God. Amen? And our primary purpose is to give God the glory, honor, and praise that he deserves. We as a team are still learning to lead others into worshiping God, and it's not an easy job at times. But I believe to do this, we need humility, passion, and intimacy with him on a daily basis. So throughout this year, we'll be working on ways to strive towards improving our creative team's effectiveness at leading worship, and that involves a desire to reflect his likeness. And we do this by, number one, we need to multiply our team, growing and maturing through prayer and fellowship and study of the word. And we want to create a freedom up here and let you guys know that he lives in us. So I believe we are all called to be leaders and shepherds with a desire to create the worship experiences that bring us into the very presence of the Lord. And it allows the Holy Spirit to touch souls, heal hearts, break chains, ignite passion for Jesus and the work in his kingdom. And we not only want to reach out to the body of our believers at Bay City Church, we also want to reach out to the community and look outward to those people around us that are still unconvinced that there's a God. We need to show them the way, the truth, and the life. Amen? So that brings me to my second point, bringing the gospel to our community. So just yesterday, I saw a bunch of Christian youth group down at Cogra Town Centre. And we don't get that much. I was actually really, really surprised. I mean, you see it a lot in the city, people, you know. What they were doing was they had a young man, probably all around the age of you guys, you know, the youth leaders. Young guy playing guitar. And he had about seven or eight people behind him, like a little choir. And they were singing, "I'm a Friend of God." And they were worshiping, praising. And you should have seen them. They were so passionate. You could see they loved God. They weren't ashamed to show their love for God. And it really inspired me. They even, between songs, would testify, you know, tell about their testimonies in life and how God brought them to the place that they are today and how much he loves us. And there was a lot of bystanders there. And the funny thing, there was a drunk guy that came and he started, you know, cursing and trying to put them off. But you know what? They kept praising God and cheering and worshiping, like it just didn't affect them. They had no inhibitions whatsoever. They just love their God. And that passion is something that you know, I want to build and I want to go out to the community, and I'd love to look into getting our team to breaking into small groups and visiting some of our community places like nursing homes, hospitals, youth centres, things like that. Not only to expand our hearts, but to do God's work on earth, you know. It's we're here on this earth to preach the gospel. And even if it's just a handful of us, a guitar and a couple of singers, I think it's something that we need to do out there. I'm really passionate about it. And like I said, I think it was God's way of showing me what it can be like, you know, going out there to a place of non-believers and just bringing that beautiful grace of God and showing that love and joy that we have in Jesus. And there was actually a lot of people that stopped and listened to their stories yesterday, and it actually brought a tear to my eye because I just thought, these guys are so passionate. I love it. And we've got a lot of guys in our team that are passionate like that, and they love God. And so I think we need to bring that passion out into the community. Worship is very powerful, and whenever we gather and truly worship, something profound happens around you, just like that youth group I witnessed yesterday. Okay, my next point, we're introducing a creative night. We've already locked in a date of Wednesday the 28th of February. Ephesians 5:19 says, "Speak to one another with psalms, hymns and spiritual songs. Sing and make music in your heart to the Lord." So this is going to be a night where our creative community can gather It'll be a night of praise, prayer, music and reflection as we worship together. We'll listen to people within our team encourage us from the Bible and their own lives, which I believe will cause leaders to rise up from within our team. And we'll break into coaching groups to refine our talents. It will also be a time for us to spend more focused time in God's presence, because we don't typically have that time on a Sunday morning. It's a chance for us to hang out and inspire and instill courage in each other and try out new things and ways of worshipping. I want our team nights to create a place where we can try things and fail and also try things and succeed. Whatever way we watch each other take steps towards becoming more creative. I also encourage that we bring new musicians and give them the chance to be blessed and encouraged. So you guys, if you know anybody, please, please bring them along. And it's worth mentioning that every creative night we'll try to mix it up a bit. For example, one month we might go to the movies, another month we might have a discussion panel about the everyday excellence, followed by maybe a jam session or some fun team bonding games. So that's what I'm sort of looking at. So the method might change, but the heart is always going to be to gather and connect as a team. So to inspire and challenge each other in our pursuit of serving Jesus with our creativeness. It's also a time when we can share a new song, maybe even some poetry. You know, who knows what creativity comes out. It comes out in so many different ways. Okay, and lastly, we want to book one night every couple of months to purely work on original songs. So last year we were planning to bring out a CD, but unfortunately it was just the wrong time for us as a team. However, we did release a few of our own songs, which was great, and we still plan on writing more songs for the church. And when the time's right, you know, we'll make a CD. The Lord will make it happen, amen? So, yeah, that's about it for me. Once again, I'd love to call out to anyone in our congregation who, you know, would love to be a part of our team, whether it be up the back doing lighting and graphics and sound, or whether it be up here on the platform singing, or if you want to be in our choir or anything like that, I'd love to see you. You play an instrument, we'd love to see you. And you can be a part of our creative nights. We're working on a booklet at the moment that's going to give a bit more information to people that we can hand to new people, tells exactly what we do, when our rehearsals are, and things like that. So that'll be out soon. And so please come and see me, and we'll have a coffee together, anything like that. If your heart is in creative, please, please come and see me. Thank you, guys.
Well done, Tash. Such a good, strong part of our ministry team, the creative. They do an amazing job week in, week out. And, you know, I think it is an area of involvement, high involvement. So why don't we get them a hand? For the rehearsals, you know, some of the events they do at Christmas time, they do an incredible job, and sometimes we take them for granted. Well, the last area we're going to get someone, there's other areas in the church we could go into, but right now we're going to go into the last area for today. And we're going to talk community. I'm going to invite the amazing Australian of the Year for Bayside Council, Mona Luxton.
Hey, church. How you doing? Isn't it great to hear about all our ministries? And while I've got the microphone, it was encouraging to hear from everyone, but can I just say I get very excited when I hear from the youth, because, you know, there's been, over the years, you know, there's been a real spiritual battle over the youth, and a lot of real argy-bargy, if you know what I mean, spiritually, and we're seeing breakthrough in the spirit. And I just want to say that about 3 years ago, I envisaged Maddie Harper with her team leading the youth powerfully with a huge number of people. So it's happening. Amen. Okay, I'll get on with it. Hey, if you're in this house this morning and you're kind of wondering, hey, I don't know what I'm supposed to be doing. I don't know what I'm called to do. I don't know what my purpose is. I want you to turn with me to Matthew 25, please, if you've got your Bibles with you. Now this is about the parable of the sheep and the goats. Has everyone heard that? I'm going to read it out, but not the whole thing, but I'm going to read some of it out. Are you there? So verse 34, then the king will say to those on his right, come you who are blessed by my father, take your inheritance, the kingdom prepared for you since the creation of the world. For I was hungry and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger and you invited me in. I needed clothes and you clothed me. I was sick and you looked after me. I was in prison and you came to visit me. Now we're going to jump down to verse 41. Then he will say to those on his left, depart from me, you who are cursed into eternal fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. Oh, for I was hungry and you gave me nothing to eat. I was thirsty and you gave me nothing to drink. I was a stranger and you did not invite me. I needed clothes and you did not clothe me. I was sick and in prison and you did not look after me. And they all answered, Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty or a stranger needing clothes or sick in prison and did not help you? And Jesus said, truly I tell you, whatever you did not for one of the least of these, you did not do for me. I don't know about you, but I know what I'm supposed to be doing on this earth. Amen? And, you know, it's our mandate and it's our responsibility as a body of Christ to care for the sick and the needy. Amen? Does anyone agree with that? I mean, that sounded pretty clear to me, right? Psalm 82, verse 3 says, make it very plain. Oh, sorry, makes it very plain. That was my words. As the church, we are to defend the weak and the fatherless. Yeah? Uphold the cause of the poor and the oppressed, and rescue the weak and the needy, and deliver them from the hands of the wicked. That's a pretty huge calling. You know, we're called to deliver these people from the hands of the wicked. That's awesome. And I love that Bay City is all about that. Amen. So not only is it our responsibility, but we should be a standout from the rest. You know, there's a lot of people out there doing this, you know, welfare agencies, and we're surrounded by them, and they do a fantastic job. But the fact of the matter is that what sets us apart is that we have been called to this. It's our mandate. It's our responsibility. And not only that, but, you know, we do this with the favor of God in our lives, amen? And with his authority and with his anointing and with his power and with his providence and all of the of what our mighty God has placed in our hands, amen? So there's a little bit of difference in what we do compared to the welfare services out there that do not have the power of God working for them. And so I just want to challenge everyone here this morning that not only should we be spearheading these services and these ministries, but we should be doing it with excellence. Amen? Because what we have, no one else out there has got. Does everyone agree? And so, I mean, my heart for this year in terms of care is to really raise the bar in what we do and to do it with excellence and to really be, you know, not only sort of on par with what with the standards of all the other services, but to be even beyond that. And because we represent Jesus Christ on this earth, amen, and everything that he stands for. Which you know, it's a lot. Do you reckon? I reckon. So Bay City Care has accomplished much over the last 10 years, and we've done, you know, gosh, we've accomplished a lot, and I don't have time to go into it all today because there's so much of it, but it's because we've had the favor of God on our hands and on everything that we've done throughout these years, and it's just amazing to watch. And some of the things that we see happening, like through our food care program, you know, through people like Joanne, who has just an amazing, beautiful heart for seeing people healed and set free, And, you know, not only do they get food, but they get blessed, they get prayed for. We've had reports of healings that have happened, that people have been prayed with through food care. And it's just incredible. Now, you won't hear about that through other agencies. Why? Because we have to spearhead. We have the power of God. Amen. And through our centre as well, amazing, powerful stories. And people end up, through the process of, you know, the practical, they often end up here in this house. And that's what we're about, and that's what we love to see. And we get really, really excited when we see that process happen. Amen? So we want to definitely continue to be all about that. We want to be about raising the standards, lifting the bar. But we need you guys. We need you. We've got some great people that are serving in our different care ministries, and they do a fantastic job. But we need more. And I know that in the food care, there's a real need for more people who can just minister, who can just be there to minister. And I had a chat to Hannah. She couldn't be here today, but her heart is to really just increase the amount of people that are there on a Tuesday and on a Thursday that can help just to minister to people. Guys, there's so much need. These people walk into our doors or, you know, through our food care, and they have so much need, and they are lost, and they are broken, and they just need to hear some good news, and they need to have some hope restored in their lives, and they need prayer. Amen? So if anyone is interested to, you know, is available to help out in food care, please come and see us or see Hannah about that. And also at the centre, we need you as well. We need people that can help out in our reception to take phone calls, just do very, very basic administration stuff. And also to with our school programs, we need people who are willing to present in schools, in high schools, in primary schools. It's really not that hard, guys. You know, if anyone's interested in that, and I'm really going to be calling on some of our youth leaders. I know you guys are kind of, you know, you've got all the time in the world because you don't really do much, but you know, but just anyone who's interested, you know, in presenting to high school or primary school children. And it's all about connection, amen? And it's about not only presenting, you know, awareness about relationships and domestic violence and stuff like that, but it's also about connection with the schools, connection with the families, and building relationships in our community through schools. Amen. So please come and see me if you're up for any of that, and just don't forget Matthew 25. Maybe have another read of that, because I don't know about you, but that speaks volumes to me. Amen. Thanks, guys.
Amazing. Fantastic. We do a lot right across our church, and care is a huge part of what we do. And at the moment, we're actually, with our community food care, there's a lot of disruption with the building behind. But the council looked like giving us a building to use for a couple of years because they have to. Sound good? And actually talking about fitting it out for us and giving it to us to use for those couple of years. So right now we're doing some designing. There's favour out there, and we also just won another grant for $20,000 to help with food care. We've got a local business in the area. I just met with them again on Saturday, a cafe owner that wants to sponsor our initiative around domestic violence, and he's donating one day's coffee to that, and wants to get other businesses involved. There's so much favor out there. Our name is out there in our community, and we got so many other ideas with youth and all areas that we want to get involved in. They're building a large youth center and basketball center behind us. Guess who that's for? So we're going to start moving in on that. Amen. So it'd be good to have that. It'd be good to walk across the road there and have a huge basketball youth centre. Anyway, hopefully that doesn't get out there, but anyway, it will, I'm sure. So many great things going on in the life of our church. This year in particular, and I had a meeting with our leaders this week, and really for us, we want to go after one word, freedom. And God's been stirring all last year. And I spoke last week. And who was here last week? Raise your hand. If you weren't, we'll have the podcast up. I encourage you to get a hold of that because we sort of unpacked really what our intent is. And I'll get into a little bit of detail in the time I've got. But we're looking at Sunday nights starting on the 25th. And we're going to start fortnightly with what we believe is going to be called Lifestyle of Freedom. God has called us as a church to actually reach the people out there. You had a call out for people to be involved with the center and with Food Care. Do you know, if you've got a heart for ministry, Food Care is ripe. It's crazy. It's like we pray as churches, God, give us people that are going to be open. God, give us an opportunity to reach our community for the gospel and to speak about Jesus. Well, if you came down on a Thursday morning to help out and wanted in there, or Thursday night or Tuesday afternoon, I'm telling you, people like Joe, there's like three or four people waiting, and there's ministry opportunities and people wanting to know about God. Amen. Most times I go down there, I walk past, there's something going on, I get some conversation. People are open to it, and there is a real need out there in the lives of people to know more about God. So I encourage you to be a part of that. If you want to stretch your ministry gifts, you want to see yourself reach out a hand and see someone get healed through you or have a word of knowledge, get involved with the unsaved, and you don't need to go and stand on the corner of a train station. If that's your calling, fantastic. You can actually just come down here and help serve, and you'll have that opportunity straight away. Amen? With people who already know. So what we want to do as a church, and God's been really stirring in our heart, is that we want to take someone and produce something out of the people that God has given us and given us opportunity to reach. And you know, one of the greatest areas I've noticed in someone's life that we need to have is freedom. The reality is, if you are growing in God, that you are getting more free in Christ. If you're not, then there is a lack of growth going on in your life. True? When you grow in God, generally it means you let go of something in your life to grab a hold of something that God wants to bring into your life. Are you with me? That's how you grow. And you let go of some area. It could be insecurity, it could be fear, it could be anxiety, it could be worry, it could be addictions of any sort. It could be something in your area that's plagued you for years or held you captive in some way. And as you let go of that, what God wants you to do is you let go of that and grab a hold of Him and His purposes in your life, and you begin to grow. And I have seen brand new Christians in 1 year let go of so much in their life, and their growth is accelerated, and they just go from strength to strength. And I've seen Christians who have been 20 years in the church keep going around the same hill, same mountain, simply because there are areas in their life that have never broken free from, and it's held them captive. Are you with me? We as a church want to go after that. We want to go after it. In your life, we want to go after it in our community's life. We want to go after it through our youth. I believe that discipleship, actually, if you look at it and you look at the process, what Jesus did with a bunch of rag misfits called the disciples, what he did with them, he set them free. Are you with me? He allowed them to be completely free from these things that have held them mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually, you name it. And by the time he was finished with them, they were filled with the Spirit of God. They were filled with confidence, and they changed the earth for the gospel of Jesus Christ. And we want to go after in your life. I know there's every single person in this room, including myself, needs freedom in some area of my life. I do. Are you with me? There might be worry, it might be anxiety, it might be something. It's so many different areas. There's fear gripping people. And we want to go after that. And I know God's been stirring last year, all through last year, and I've had some encounters with, when I met a gentleman from overseas, and I was telling our leaders on Tuesday night, and I literally just jumped on a plane and said, me and this guy talked all night, a pastor, I went to see his church, what they've been doing for 2 years. And what they had started was literally stuff that I'd seen our church would do. And they were doing it. And there was just such an amazing freedom released into the lives of people. We're going to call it Lifestyle of Freedom. And it's going to start on a Sunday night fortnightly. It's going to be a Sunday night approach. And we've grappled, we've looked at ways of doing Sunday night. We had a crack this time last year at Sunday night at Willow Creek. And do you know what? It was going well. And then we got shut down. And we fought, and we argued and fought. And they said it was too many people. You're attracting too many people outside of the area. And the chapel got shut down for being used as a chapel service. You can have Pilates there. You can have all sorts of other things, but you can't have a chapel service. Anyway, we can continue with that, and possibly I will, because I'm annoyed. But somewhere in that mix, God said, you know what? I want to do something different. I never felt to do a straight-out normal Sunday night service. We wanted to do something that actually produced a result in someone's life, that we could track through and see people actually grow. And the intent of this Sunday night service, the whole idea of it, is to release freedom into people's lives. Are you with me? And we're going to go after it. We're going to go from the spiritual aspect. We're going to go after it from a teaching aspect, from an emotional aspect, from a support aspect. We're going to pray for it and believe for it and see release in people's lives. I think you deserve freedom. So do your friends, so does our community. And God has centered us as a church. We are surrounded, whether it's through our youth and through our community action with people. God just keeps sending us people that are bound and captive all around us. And you can't just ignore that. You actually have to get involved in seeing that released in people's lives, seeing the freedom of Christ. So 25th of February, Last of Freedom will be, it'll be a Last of Freedom is a dedicated approach to discipling people into the freedom that we are created to have in Christ. Lifestyle of Freedom takes people on a pathway that leads to progressive freedom. Lifestyle of Freedom is focused on every individual experiencing freedom in their lives and allowing Christ to use that freedom to release who they are created to be. Amen? So what do we need to focus on? We believe that every believer and non-believer and new Christian and mature Christian needs to experience freedom in some area of their lives, emotional, physical, or spiritual. We believe that discipleship is the commitment to experiencing progressive freedom in your life as stated by the purpose of Christ. The purpose of Christ, this is what I talked about last week, Luke 4:18, the reason why he was anointed, he says, this is Jesus talking, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, recovery of sight to the blind, and set at liberty those who are oppressed, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. A large majority of that, obviously healing, a large majority was to set people free and set them free from oppression. Lifestyle freedom approach. As we consist of a dedicated process teaching, you'll come here on a Sunday night. We'll start with one teaching series. We're going to eventually evolve into three within this room. We'll have a worship experience as well. And also there will be a coaching experience where people will track someone through this progress and keep you connected in that process. And eventually we're talking about actually having lifestyle of freedom groups that are guys and girls groups. And the whole aim is just to bring about that accountability and that freedom. Amen? You know, freedom is something we've got to go after. It's something that we can't, oh, well, you know, God will just bring freedom, or the Holy Spirit's, yeah, God can. But the reality is we in this church are called to produce something. And I believe more than anything, as a church, we're called to produce people that are free in Christ. If you're free in Christ, you're actually free to be all that you're called to be. And if we want to see that sort of results in our life, if we want to see that ability spiritually, emotionally, and even physically to see God use us in such a powerful way, we've got to have that focus in our lives and work with what God wants to do. Are you with me? And so that's our heart, that's our intent. There's a lot more detail to it. And you're going to hear more of it as we start to promote it throughout our church. We're actually going to have it registered on a Sunday night. There will be a kids program in Eliza's area down here. We won't have one for upstairs to begin with. We have a worship experience, not just all praise, but it'll have an encounter side to it. And we're going to just step into bringing you into a course. It's not just a course, it's a teaching that is focused with its whole intent to bring about freedom. And I encourage you to be a part of this. And we're going to start promoting it and getting it out there. And I believe we're going to see people start to experience freedom. You know, one of the greatest things that I've noticed reading through the Gospels is whenever Jesus went anywhere, he either set people free emotionally, physically, and spiritually. Are you with me? And out of that freedom, people would go, they would tell their family and friends, and crowds grew. You know, he didn't have Facebook. He didn't have social media. He didn't have a center screen. He didn't have TV or podcasts or anything. It's like when he went into a place and he began to speak, he began to set people free through the Spirit of God, through his teaching. They would marvel at his wisdom, and people were, but lives, families, and they flocked to him because there was a freedom, because people on the inside have a sense that they can be free. I don't want to scare you, but the number one strategy of the enemy is to make you captive. He's been doing it with the children of Israel, I talked about last week, and he's doing it right now. He is focused on us even as believers. He knows he can't keep you out of heaven, but what he can do is keep you captive. Emotionally, spiritually, physically, keep your gifts captive, keep your promises, keep you away from the promises, keep you captive. And that's his strategy over your life. And I think we need to step forward for our community and for ourselves and say, enough's enough. It's time to be, so that the people in our families, the people that we're connected to, we become those agents of the freedom of Christ to those around us. Are you with me? You know, I went to this church, and let me just tell you, I'll finish with this story. And when I go somewhere, you know, you see it up front, you see the results, and I just wandered up, and it was on this church in LA, and I settled up next to this grandfather. He looked like an older man. He was in his 70s, and he's standing there. And I said to him, how have you come to the church? What's your experience with this? And he looked at me and he said, I'll tell you what, Pastor, this is what happened. He said, first of all, my daughter started to come, and then my second daughter came. Then my sons came, and then all my grandchildren came. And he said, I saw such incredible freedom and change in their lives. He said, I was away from God. And he said, to be honest, I was probably the cause of a lot of the captivity and pressure that happened in my family. And he said, I woke up one day and realized my whole family was filled with this freedom. They got up and they went to church. They came home with light in their eyes. He said they had such vision. They weren't taken by addiction or emotionally crippled in any way. And he said there was just such freedom, and they talked differently, acted. And he said, I was on the outside. And he said, so I decided to come. And he said to me, I'm 6 weeks into this course. And he says, the grandfather. And he said, I'm the last of my family to come. And he says, I thank God for my kids that they've brought me to this place. And he had tears in his eyes. You don't advertise to get that. You go after that because that's what God wants to do. Amen? We want to see it in your families. We want to see it in your neighbors. We want to see it spread across your family, your heritage, the people that you know. Amen? So why don't we stand to our feet? Gone a little bit over. I'm hoping that all of you decide to sign up once a fortnight on a Sunday night. Put yourself through it. You know, if you go after something, God answers prayer. True? The Bible's filled with examples of men and women of God that went after something in God. And I think if we go after this freedom in God, we're going to see it released in our lives and our families' lives. So close your eyes just for a moment. God, we thank you for the vision that you've given us. You are the head of this house. We are your bride. In Ephesians, it talks about that you, Jesus, you are the head of the church. And we want to go after what you want. God, let Bay City and all it does, whether it's kids, community, Father God, and even the areas we haven't touched on, like Cambodia Project and all those things that are a part of who we are. God, let us have your vision, your intent, your purpose, your design. Let us walk in the footsteps that you have walked out for us. And God, I pray this year that we would go after freedom, Father God. That in this room, to begin with, Father God, that we would hear of testimonies of family members and individuals in this room, just allowing you to set them free. And God, that there would be a draw on those relationships around them. And God, that this church would swell with the numbers, Father God, of people that are looking for freedom in their lives. God, we know that that is what our community wants. That whether it's sexual or emotional, physical or any area, people are being bound and captive, and the enemy's strategy is to oppress and make captive. But your strategy, your anointing, Jesus, is to set the captives free and set at liberty those that are oppressed. Heal the brokenhearted. Bring healing to share the gospel. And share about your grace and your favor that's on our lives. And God, we pray for it to be released in every single member of our church as you embark on this journey in 2018. In Jesus' mighty name, and everybody said, amen. Come on, let's give the Lord a hand this morning. We've gone way over. And simply, I'm not going to do an altar call, but if you want to know more about Christ, come and see me. Come and see any one of our team that are up here today. They're all amazing people, myself. We'd love to talk to you about a relationship with Jesus. Amen. God bless you. Have a great rest of your Sunday. And maybe talk to one of our team members, be a part of something here, and have a great week.